欢迎来到可可听歌学英语。各位好，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。本名为 Hedy Stern 的八十年代摇滚女将 Jennifer Rush， 在1960年出生于美国的纽约，是来自于美国皇后区的地道纽约客。只身前往了德国之后呢，才正式发掘了音乐天赋。那今天为大家介绍的歌曲就是来自于 Jennifer Rush 的 Before the Dawn， 在天亮以前。1985到2007年间呢， Jennifer 持续有作品问世，却始终没有获得家乡的肯定，却是在欧洲和亚洲国家大为走红。声音独特、唱作俱佳的 Jennifer 至今呢仍是成人抒情界最爱的歌姬之一。那么这首 Before the Dawn 呈现了一首绝美的抒情大作，引起了欧盟各国的美声风暴。在上乐坛的 Jennifer 经过多年的长久等待，让我们再次听到这位歌姬散播风情万种的曼妙佳音。
No shadows on the wall, No footsteps in the hall, But I'm not afraid, For in my dreams I'm with you now. How I love to see you shine, To think of youAs mine, someday my tears will turn the page of time. Call my name and I'll be there. Tell my heart that you're still waiting with the angels. Come to me before the dawn, when the light of love still awakes
抒情的歌声来自于 Jennifer Rush 的 Before the Dawn。 下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。
No shadows on the wall, No footsteps in the hall,
No shadows on the wall, No footsteps in the hall, 墙上没有倒影，走廊里也没有脚步声。 Shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W, 一般是名词，表示阴影。阴暗的时候呢是不可数名词，那表示人或者物的影子的时候呢却是一个可数名词。为大家讲解两个相关的短语，第一个是 Be a shadow of one's former self，意思是已经不再有从前的影子了，也就是不再有从前的力量、影响力等等。 She used to be a great player, but now she's only a shadow of her former self. 她以前是一个运动健将，现在已经不及当年了。 Again, she used to be a great player, but now she's only a shadow of her former self. 好的，第二个短语是 be afraid of one's own shadow， 字面意思就是害怕自己的影子。Be afraid of 是害怕的意思。Be afraid of one's own shadow， 连自己的影子都害怕，这是说什么呢？就说明这个人非常的胆小。比如说 ，Johnny cries whenever he must say hello to an adult. He's afraid of his own shadow. 约翰尼该跟大人打招呼的时候就哭鼻子，他胆小极了。Johnny cries whenever he must say hello to an adult. He's afraid of his own shadow.OK, shadow 用作动词的时候呢，意思是投影于什么之上，遮蔽光亮。那隐身呢，可以表示变阴暗、变朦胧，还有紧跟着、跟踪的意思。例如 ,He employed a detective to shadow his wife. 他雇佣了一名私人侦探去跟踪他的夫人。那这个例句里的私人侦探是哪个词呢？ Detective.He employed a detective to shadow his wife. 他雇佣了一名私人侦探去跟踪他的夫人。And I can't hear the heavens singing to our symphony. 还有我听不见天堂的交响曲。Symphony, S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-Y, 名词，交响乐的意思。Symphony, 例如 ,His symphony was performed for the first time today. 他创作的交响曲今天首次演奏。His symphony was performed for the first time today. OK, 下一个单词 ,Heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, Heaven, 和 Earth,地或者 hell 地狱相对，那基本意思是天国、天堂，也可以指上帝或者老天爷 heaven。If there's a heaven on earth, this is it. 人间若有天堂，非此莫属。那在我的印象中呢，天堂是一个叫做观澜湖的地方。当我第一次走进去的时候呢，就被它满眼的绿色给吸引住了。我觉得人间若有天堂，非此莫属。If there's a heaven on earth, this is it.再来听一个短语 ,Thank heavens it didn't rain, 谢天谢地总算没下雨。那这个例句中的 Thank heavens 是一个固定的表达，表示谢天谢地。Thank heavens it didn't rain, 谢天谢地总算没下雨。下一个短语叫做 Move heaven and earth, 竭尽全力，全力以赴，相当于 Do one's best to do something。比如说I will move heaven and earth to help you. 我将尽最大的力量来帮助你。那这句话呢，还可以说成 I'll do my best to do it for you. 这句话呢，还可以说成 I'll do my best to help you. OK, seventh heaven, 字面意思是第七天堂。那在俚语中呢，表示极乐、欢天喜地的意思。只要你给他一块肉，他就高兴极了。Just give him a piece of meat and he's in seventh heaven. The painOf time, call my name and I'll be there. Tell my heart that you're still. But I will light a candle, turning all that's gray to gold. 但是我会点燃蜡烛，把所有的灰色都变成金色。Candle, C-A-N-D-L-E, 作为名词呢，表示蜡烛或者是蜡烛形状的物品。The wind blew out the candle, 风吹灭了蜡烛。那么一般呢，说蜡烛被吹灭了叫做 blow out， 过去式就是 blew out。 再来听一个例句， Every time he tried to light the candle, it blew out. 他几次都想把蜡烛点起来，但是都被风吹熄了。接下来再讲一个短语， can't hold a candle to somebody。 这个短语的意思是简直不能和什么什么相比。 can't hold a candle to somebody， No one can hold a candle to him when it comes to playing the guitar. 说到弹吉他，谁也比不上他。No one can hold a candle to him when it comes to playing the guitar.接下来这个单词叫做 grey, G-R-E-Y, 灰色的意思 grey. Nowadays, few people like to be dressed in grey. Gold, G-O-L-D, 是金色的或者金子的意思。As good as gold, 字面意思就是像金子那样好，意思是表现很好的。比如说一整天孩子们都没有惹过一点麻烦，他们乖极了。The children caused no trouble all day, they were as good as gold.再来回顾一下歌词 But I will light a candle 但是呢我会点燃蜡烛 Turning all that's gray to gold 把所有的灰色都变成金色您正收听的节目是来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语我是 Kenneth如果你有想对我说的话可以新浪微博搜索 DJ Kenneth 婕妤给我留言我会看到的今天的节目就到这里感谢收听再见
Come to me before the dawn When the light of love's still no more And I can hear